Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, I am your Jehovah Nissi and your Jehovah Jireh. That means I am your banner and your provider. Over your life, the decree of heaven is emblazoned with the words from the prophet Haggai. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. That's my way of saying, in your life and situation, money is no problem. Let this decree of heaven also be the decree on your lips. Say it boldly, say it expectantly, for I'm bringing you to the place and the experience of how money moves by the Spirit, making you not just a recipient of blessing to your own needs, but a conduit of kingdom finance out to the initiatives of heaven. It also extends even to other areas of your life. Silver and gold speak of redemption and wisdom, the redemptive work of Calvary in your life, and my divine grace and enablement poured out to produce on your behalf, no matter what other power is capable of in terms of coming against you. It's a new day, says the Father. There's a Kairos God timing outpouring coming to you in this season. Resources of favor, facilitation, and opportunity are falling like spring rain on the dry ground of your life. The desert of your life will bloom, says God, as you seek my face and align with my revealed will and particular will day by day and moment by moment. I will plant you where the plowman overtakes the reaper, and the seeds you sow will then produce a harvest even before they hit the ground. The Father says, I'm working to establish my process in your life to produce a massive outcome even for you in this now moment and season of your life. You might think you haven't left the starting blocks in the race I've called you to, but know this. The vision in your heart is coming out as manifest substance in your life as you seek the kingdom and exercise corresponding faith, catalyzed by love, to springboard you into highest heart's desire and greatest dream fulfilled. Things can and will be different. Open your eyes, for greater in number are those that are for you than those that are against you, says the Father.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $prophetic now. If you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at again at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at again at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.